Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here's the latest news on Sunday the 17th of March 2023. News.
Nachricht.
Omniglot News.
By the way, happy St. Patrick's Day. La illa Patrick, son of it. Here's the latest news from the world of Omniglot. This week we have a new writing system, the Ogun script, which is used to write Ogun, a central Malay language spoken in South Sumatra and Lampung in Indonesia. There's also a new language page about Ogun and about Longu, a Southeast Solomonic language spoken on the northeast coast of Guadalcanal Island in the Solomon Islands, and Lop, a Kaluk Turkish language spoken in the Lop Nor region and the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region in the northwest of China. There are new numbers pages in Kongo, or Kikongo, a Bantu language spoken in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the Republic of the Congo, and Angola, Northern Ndebele, or Isi Ndebele, a Bantu language spoken in southwestern Zimbabwe and northeastern Botswana, and Lozi, or Silozi, a Bantu language spoken mainly in the southwest of Zambia and in neighbouring countries. On the Omniglot blog this week, can I ask you to read, comment on, and share a new post about imperatives framed as questions, also known as wimperatives, and this usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is. Here's a clue. This language is spoken in Peru and Ecuador. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Soninke, a Mande language spoken mainly in Mali and other parts of West Africa. In this week's Celtic Pathways podcast, entitled Horny Peaks, we find romance horns among Celtic peaks and mountains. And on the Celtiatir blog, there's a new post about words for thin and slender and related things, and I made improvements to the post about words for mountains. I also made improvements to the Soninke language page. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.